This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Welcome to your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Hey, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here. We are live outside Kauffman Stadium. We just have a cavalcade of people coming through. Jake Eisenberg was here. John Morosi was here. Rex Hudler's going to be on the show coming up in a little bit. Joel Goldberg is going to be on the show coming up in a little bit. We'll talk about, you know what, I'll save them. We got to talk about Bob Costas at some point. We have to.
Don't do it around me. I don't
okay,
want
yeah,
to
no, I just said we I have to Bob at Costas. Some point. I love Bob Costas, too. He called Jordan's last shot with the Bulls. We all love Bob Costas. Bob Costas is like Derrick
right
Johnson
away, like,
on the Raiders. That's what he is
oh,
right
that
now.
Jordan call. Oh. And he right in the moment, he said that could be the final image.
No.
Oh,
if you love the NBA in the 90s, you love Bob Costas. I'm telling you right now, he is Emmitt Smith on the Arizona Cardinals. That's what he sounds like on these broadcasts right now. We'll talk about it here coming up in a bit. All right. Josh Vernier, what was your biggest takeaway from Game 3? Biggest takeaway, you're
the
there.
Yankees were the better team. I heard you talking about Clark Schmidt being the X Factor yesterday. He was balling. Their bullpen was outstanding. Luke Weaver took control of that game. Did Juan Soto get a favorable call on that leadoff walk, the 3-1 offering? Yeah, I thought it was strike two, but Juan Soto's going to get that call because Juan Soto's earned that call over the years. That run turns out to bite him. Seth Lugo with an ill-advised walk to Oswaldo Cabrera. And a game between two quality teams, it's something that small that ultimately is going to come back to bite you, and that's exactly what happened.
Do you think the biggest problem right now was the walks or the offense?
The offense, yeah, the offense. Listen, yeah, the walks is such a relative term. You know, Sam Long's walk and John Schreiber's walk, I'm not going to say they were inexcusable, but they were at the center of the Game 1 loss. It was Seth Lugo's walks that bit you yesterday. We expect a little bit more out of Seth Lugo, so I wouldn't say that the walks are biting him more than the offense, or the offense is biting him more than the walks. What I would say is Lugo needed to be better. And Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi all need to be better. Your stars got to pick it up because, you know, right now, Giancarlo Stanton, Juan Soto, and maybe tonight Garrett Cole will take a stranglehold on this series.
Yeah, and this is one of the things that we just talk about baseball differently than how we talk about the other sports. Like in football, like you are not winning a Super Bowl if you don't get good Patrick Mahomes, good Travis Kelce, good Chris Jones. Like, it is inherently understood you need these guys to win. In basketball, you're not winning if Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Drew Holiday don't shoot well. That's right. Just not the way that it goes.
Right.
I mean, in this series, the Royals have gotten very, very little from maybe one of the three best baseball players in the planet with Bobby Witt Jr. And they have gotten almost next to nothing from their three hitter. And Vinny Pasquantino, he doesn't have a hit in this series. He has five strikeouts and two walks in this series. You're just not expected to beat a team as good as the New York Yankees when your two biggest run producers ain't producing runs.
Especially when they did so much of the heavy lifting all season, right? When they were so key to everything. It wasn't one of those, and I always bring up 14 and 15, but it wasn't one of those teams where Gordo can give you something if he's in the eight spot. Moose can run into one when he's in the seven spot. This team all season has been, of course, rotation, defense, and team speed. But yeah, those three carrying, 70%, 75% of the load for the offense. So when they're a collective no-show and you're expecting guys that haven't carried an offense really at any point in their career. Sure, Massey's had a nice stretch, and MJ's had nice stretches here and there, and Yuli's a legend of the game. But if you're expecting that trio to replace the three that you mentioned in Vinny, Salvi, and Bob.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
But yeah, it's going to be an exit.
What would you do with Vinny? Because today they have him hitting three again. Rob and I are kind of on the same vein. I mean, he is 2-for-19 since he is coming back, and I think everybody acknowledges you're not 100% right now. You were really trying to battle through it right now, and I got all the respect in the world for that. But this isn't the regular season where you get 100 at-bats to kind of get into the groove of things. You get 150 ABs. Like, this becomes a football game, a basketball game, where every decision, every game matters. And the Royals might not have a game after this. So I would have been in the position of shaking things up today with the lineup. I would have moved Vinny down to maybe 6 or 7 in this lineup and kind of jumble some things around. That's not the way that manager Q decided to do it. Hey, I'm going to go with the guys that got me here. This is what I think our best lineup is. Do you agree with that decision?
I do, because everyone that I speak to, there's no the injury hasn't worsened, right? It's not as if he had a bad swing in the Baltimore series or against the Yankees, and now we're seeing him nosedive offensively. The idea of moving him down in the lineup, Dusty earlier this morning brought up the idea of just not even having him in the lineup. I understand why you would say it if there was a better option to go opposite Gerrit Cole. Even moving him down in the lineup, is there a better way to protect Bobby and Salvi other than Vinny in that three spot, Yuli in the five spot? Again, go back to the previous response of just how much of the weight those three bats have carried. And if they can't carry the weight in October, well, then this magical run's going to come to an end.
Right now, we're joined on location by Josh Vernier here.
Same thing with Seth Lugo, right? Cole Reagan's coming up possibly on Saturday. If your stars that led you here don't continue to do so, your run is going to end. Obviously, you need those complementary pieces to come up key along the way. But the reason why you got to the World Series in 2014 was you know, HDH and Lorenzo Cain. The reason why you got to the World Series in 2015 was Johnny Cueto, HDH, and a pretty solid middle of the lineup in Lorenzo Cain, Kendrys Morales, and Eric Hosmer.
Could you see them doing something drastic today if they're down 2-1 in the sixth inning? Just knowing that, hey, there is no tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only 12 outs left potentially in our season. Could you see him doing something drastic?
Of course, yeah. I mean, Lucas Erceg could try to pick up a 7-out save. Cole Reagans could get a big out against a lefty out of the bullpen.
He was the guy I was really worried about in Cole Reagans, because I understand you're trying to save that bullet in the gun. But, man, you might not
get a chance. But he's going to throw today anyway.
Yes, I'm saying. You
in
might
preparation
not get a,
for Saturday.
You might not get a chance to fire that bullet on Saturday if you don't take care of business today. Could you see him doing it on the flip side if they're up? I don't want to only spin it like if they're down.
Sure.
Like, if they are up 2-1 here, could you see a scenario in which Cole Reagans pitches in the eighth inning to try to get you to Lucas Erceg? Because we got to figure out a way to get to Game 5 or he doesn't matter anyway.
Well, you certainly – you don't eliminate anything. Yeah, the possibility of using Reagans is there. I think it's more likely you do it to one batter, a lot like you did to Brady Singer last night, but with the new rule of you got to face three, it could put Reagans in a difficult spot. So, do you do it if you're down? Yes. Do you do it if you're up, knowing that Saturday's start awaits? That might be a little bit more difficult because you have so many other left-handed options in that bullpen. You're likely trying to stay away from Bubich, but again, all hands on deck. You still have Daniel Lynch, who hasn't thrown a pitch, Sam Long out there ready to go. But certainly all hands on deck, and Cole Reagans could certainly give you the three-batter minimum.
Are you surprised at the series that Bobby Wood is having? I made the basketball analogy earlier with Jake Eisenberg. I don't know how much of the Olympics you got a chance to watch, but Steph Curry did not shoot well for most of the Olympics until it was time. All right, hey, it is gold medal time. It is time for me to lock in because I'm the best shooter in the planet. I mean, right now, Bobby Wood Jr. is one of the three best baseball players in the world.
Yep.
Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, and Bobby Wood Jr.
Yep.
He's been bad for the most part in
offensively.
This series.
He's
been bad offensively in this series.
Yep.
Does that surprise you
of
a
course.
Little bit? And what are you seeing from him that he needs to be doing to potentially get back on track?
Well, they've pitched him pretty well, to be honest. Now, did he expand? Going back to game one, there was an at-bat against Clay Holmes where maybe he expanded. I look at last night's matchup with Clark Schmidt. I thought Schmidt attacked him very well through four straight on the black on the outside, and Bobby's fouling him off. He got into swing mode, and then he breaks the sweeper off that's well off the plate, and Bobby swings through it. So, I'm not going to say he's pressing. Is he expanding? Is he trying to pick the team up? Yeah, certainly. And I'm no question about it. I'm surprised because, when a guy hits 332, you just expect him to come through with that big knock when he drives in 100 runs over the course of the season, and when he's that fast, you just think he's going to run into an infield base hit, steal a bag, and completely flip the game, which he could still do. How it could go. You win tonight, you go into New York, and you're the villain there, and you snatch the souls of Yankees fans, and all of a sudden all is well in the world for Bobby.
Are you surprised he didn't try to steal the base there late?
Not surprised because he always has the green light. Talking with, hearing from the manager after the game, Luke Weaver very quick to the plate. You want someone that's about 1-3, 1-4, 1-5 to get a nice jump. Luke Weaver's 1-1 to the plate, and he was pumping 96, 97, 98. Not a great pitch to run on, and Bobby's not going to go unless he knows he's going to be safe because you're not trying to take the bat out of Salvi's hand. So, not surprised. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him go in the first inning tonight if the opportunity presents itself.
The text line is going to kill me if I don't ask you about the strike zone. What were your thoughts on the strike zone? Royals fans are hot, by the way.
Yeah, but that's what happens when you watch a baseball game. If you watch a baseball game really closely, you're going to notice missed calls. That's what happens. And when you lose by one run, you're going to focus on that. But
I'm actually just...
Especially Chiefs fans. It's just so silly to me, the people that complain all the time about, all you stupid Chargers fans saying that the, Bills fans saying the refs are against us. Now we're saying the same thing about, the umps are against us because they're pro-Yankees. I mean, let's have some self-awareness here.
I'm just happy that you said that, because when I said it earlier, got cooked on the text line. I was like, wait, hold on. Whenever the Bills say this and the Bengals fans say this, you guys jump down their throat and say you're losers. Be better than Patrick Mahomes. Now you're on the other side of it. Now it's, oh, woe is me. So I'm just happy you said it. Now I can co-sign your belief. So direct any of those text lines. Also, if something goes wrong with the radio broadcast today, it's also your fault.
Yeah, no, I wore that one last night.
No, I just want you to go ahead and know that right now. I want them to know if anything goes wrong.
We're good tonight. We're good right here, baby. 96.5 The Fan.
I don't want anybody to know. Give me a key today for the Royals. Something you haven't been seeing. Hey, the Royals really need to X tonight.
They need to hit with runners at scoring position. That's something that jumps out. I mean, it'd be nice to get to the Yankees bullpen. You know, listen, to think just because you tagged Gerrit Cole back in game one, you hit him hard. To think that that's going to be duplicated, I think some people are forgetting. You got to him slightly in game one, but he's still a guy that's finished top five in the Cy Young Award voting in half of the seasons in his big league career. He's one of the best pitchers of his generation, and he has the opportunity to punch his team's ticket to the ALCS. I'm expecting a nasty Gerrit Cole today. So I think the best way to combat that is make him, like we talked about yesterday, make him come to you. Stop expanding, get that pitch count up, and let's get some runs off of that Yankees bullpen, because if those two combined, a strong Yankees bullpen, they were outstanding yesterday with one of the best pitchers of his generation. I mean, the Yankees could come in here and throw up a goose egg.
What did you see from Walker in game one? What does he need to replicate in game four?
I mean, keep dominating Aaron Judge. That would be nice.
Everybody's doing that right now.
He was up in the zone a little bit too much. Now, I'm sure part of that was game plan, but for a Yankees team that has done just the opposite of the Royals, they've done a great job of making the Royals pitchers come to them. Waka might not want to come to them up in the zone, especially when they have the mashers up and down their lineup, right? They're different than this Royals team. It's not Vinny, Salvi, Bobby, or Bust. You know, Jazz Chisholm could change the game with one swing.
What was the – right now we're talking to Josh Verner. He's joining us live on vacation – or location, not vacation.
Almost.
I don't want to be on vacation. I want to be on
could
location.
Be a few hours away.
Not vacation here. What was the response toward Jazz Chisholm? Because you've seen some times where it was very directed at one individual. It was loud. Then he said, I've never seen them boo a bum. You ain't never been to a sporting event before, because I can think of plenty of times we booed somebody that we thought were a bum. What are you talking about? Sometimes you boo the guys on your own team because you think that they're a bum.
Yeah.
I don't know what Jazz Chisholm was talking about. It has been a while since you've seen Kauffman Stadium like it was last night. How was the atmosphere?
Yeah, that was great. Booing Jazz Chisholm was great because he's such a great sport about it, and you know, he's got some of that Manny Machado in him where he doesn't mind being the villain.
Baseball needs more people like him.
I'm a fan of his. I like everything about him, especially if he boots a ball tonight over there at third base. He certainly embraced it. He came out, and when they announced his name, he's got a big old smile on his face. He's laughing at the crowd. I love that. And as Jake mentioned earlier, when Massey hit that triple, I mean, it was – I could feel it in my eardrums. I mean, I was shaking up there in the press box. It was very Eric Hosmer wildcard-esque. Hosmer, when he was between second and third base, you could see he already wanted to celebrate and look at the dugout. Michael Massey, the exact same thing. They're tired from a long run home to third, but they're also, their adrenaline is flowing so much that they came up off the bag and just let out a primal yell. I've never seen that kind of emotion from Michael Massey, and obviously the situation warranted it.
Right now, we're talking to our guy Josh Verner here for a couple of more minutes. All right, give me an X factor today. I'll get you out of here with these last couple of questions. Give me an X factor for the Royals today. Is it a Mikel Garcia? Is it a Michael Massey? Or is he just kind of developed to a point, hey, you're past the X factor.
You're
one of the contributing factors for this team. Give me an X factor for this Royals offense to kind of get some things going here. We have the stat. I don't know if I've told you this stat yet, but, I mean, since the playoff expanded, if you score less than three runs in the postseason, you are 8-67. You just don't beat teams at this stage of the season 2-1, 1-0. I mean, you need a dazzling pitching performance if that's going to be the case. That's just not what the Royals got yesterday. You're going to have to get to that 3 or 4 runs in order to win this game today. Yeah. Who can help them do that?
Well, I can't say Vinny because he's one of the key three in the lineup. I don't think Lucas Erceg can fit the X factor criteria. So give me Tommy Pham. I thought he's played a really good corner outfield defensively. Great energy, obviously, in the dugout. Pretty good numbers against Gerrit Cole. So I'll say Tommy Pham, the X factor for the Royals. I could also, again, Lucas Erceg out of the bullpen. And for the Yankees, you know, Gerrit Cole's a little too obvious, but you know, I think Gerrit Cole has the ability to just completely dominate this game. Maybe not Madison Bumgarner it, but you know, hand the ball right to their closer, Luke Weaver, and it could be a two-pitcher showdown tonight.
Give me an underrated ballpark treat, because I'll throw you one while I give you some time to think about it. Those little strawberry kebab things.
Really?
With the
it's not too many of them?
Yeah.
It seems like there's like six, and I'm like, I'll take 2.5. Maybe.
Well, I mean,
I
for
know.
The $13 it is, I wanted to put a couple more on there.
Okay.
Is what it is.
The in Kraft and Draft, the pizzas that they make there are really good. I had a ton of them last season. Haven't been out there yet this year.
I don't know who we need
really
to
good.
Talk to, but you need like a card that you just get the opportunity to just go eat wherever you want. Like, you should never have to pay for anything at Kauffman Stadium. What's going on?
Say it louder for the people in the back, C-Dot. I'm with you on that.
Sam Mellinger, hook it up.
Come on, man.
I don't know what's going on right here, man, but they need to set it up where you never have to pay for anything else to eat out at Kauffman Stadium. That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us live on location here. We are at Kauffman Stadium. Vern, man, I appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we're doing this a couple more times here. I don't want tomorrow to be the last appearance on
man,
the show.
I love this.
I want you to have a couple more appearances on the show, like a couple weeks more appearances on the show.
Let's do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!